This is Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott for Ethically Speaking.
A news story recently reported the firing of an employee because her political beliefs contradicted those of her employer.
Well, that's ethically questionable, and it's not legal, is it?
Well, actually, in the great state of Florida, where this happened, and in most other states as well, you can be fired for your political speech.
I thought we had freedom of speech. You know, the First Amendment.
True. But we also have employment at will. That means that unless employees have contracts with certain kinds of guarantees, private sector employers are free to fire or hire whomever they want, unless those employment decisions are made in violation of federal protections against discrimination.
And discrimination applies to what? Race, ethnicity, gender, religion, but not political beliefs?
Right.
That can make sense for some jobs. Journalists, for example, they need to appear as well as be objective in their reporting. But for most of us, our political beliefs are completely irrelevant to our jobs. How can an employer ethically fire me if I'm doing a good job, but leaning a little or a lot more to the left or right than she is?
I guess the best argument for allowing employers to fire employees for political beliefs is that it's a matter of rights. If I'm a private employer, I have a right to employ people who I want to have around me.
So it's a don't ask, don't tell arrangement. Employees have a right to their beliefs, but the boss doesn't have to tolerate their expression.
Yes. And it's not just your speech that isn't protected, but the entire Bill of Rights goes out the window when you walk into your place of employment.
Should your employer have the right to revoke your constitutional rights? Let us know at ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is a co-production of the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Support provided by the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.